After experiencing this one universal tone in oneself, the disciple of this spiritual teaching becomes a master, or the one who has reached the spiritual knowledge of the divine center. After these words of Anda, John was left with just the quiet chiming, and in spirit he bowed before those who became masters of the spiritual teachings of music. They all went together to the fourth gate, which leads to the teaching or religion of geometry. In this area, Prabhu said, you will see many geometric symbols which may be utilized in the deep understanding of the universal laws where one is linked to the next. From the geometric shapes, it is also possible to purify the life of an individual, as the analogy has gone and will go. Come along and see for yourself. In the large open area beyond the gates were pictures illustrating differently colored sand and colored stones. John clearly recognized triangles, circles, squares, rectangles, and pentagons. However, besides these there are others which John did not know, and which formed unusual, multi-dimensional pictures. In some places, the pictures were grouped together in some sort of geometric equator, where the outcome was a combined space of forms, depicted in depth and in perspective in one or many colors. Evolution in space, I've explained, is divided into many stages, and each stage can be geometrically illustrated by some symbol. This applies even to the evolution of the soul, which walks on various levels. They now stopped before a long row of geometric symbols. This is the simple geometric illustration of the life of the individual, Avu continued. The edges illustrate the principle of rigidity, sharpness, and also concentration and exactness. Circles and bows or arches represent openness, creativity, and flexibility. If the main points of life are expressed in these basic symbols, then you see the individual's future because there must be harmony in them. Nothing can be only square or round. It is necessary to communicate various elements and forms to reach the harmony of the universal unity, from which the life of each soul leads. The configuration is, however, driven by the free will of the individual who slowly moves towards this harmonic understanding during its development. Geometric models can be illustrated as laws of matter, time, vibrations, and other laws of the universe. The more the disciple occupies himself with these teachings, the closer he comes to knowing the harmony of the universe, until in the end he reaches an internal understanding of the universal unity, the foundation of creation and the divine center of the universe. John recognized the reality that the more deeply the soul occupies herself with the universal teaching, the more likely she will be to reach the highest spiritual knowledge. They went to the next and fifth gates, beyond which, according to Oro, the teaching of beauty was located. Immediately after entering, John had to stop, as his eyes could not take in everything he saw quickly enough. There was a collection of various flowers, shrubs, a small lake, and a brook, and during the walk he saw beautiful artistic works, from which shone depth and beauty. The religion of beauty, Oro continues, as the task of elevating the soul to consciousness on the basis of the spiritual substance of beauty, all created by the divine center of the universe which never stops emitting its vibrations, and in which comprehensive harmony and beauty are contained. Spiritual beauty is one of the most basic qualities of the divine center and is a big help during the opening of the soul on the path to the Godhead. After Oro finished speaking, John realized how important the expression of spiritual beauty is in refining and elevating consciousness. John was reminded of works of artists from all religions, whether it be sculpture, painting, music or cathedral architecture, and which attempt to elevate a believer's soul to God. The sixth gate led them to the teaching of the divine center. Hiromu observed that this part of the park of spiritual teachings had been created based on information from the angelic or astral planet, Aro. Spiritual beings from Aro imparted to us their knowledge, and this section was built accordingly, Avu remarked. What we have here, Anna continued to explain, is a direct view of the divine center, containing all the universal laws regarding karma, reincarnation, time, space, and matter, among other things. There are also basic substances here, which make up the universe, that is, the material, the spiritual, the astral, causal, and the divine. These components form the foundation of the entire universe. Come and have a look at this picture, Anna said, leading John to a picture with seven circles. Each circle was a different color, and only the seventh was white. The first circle, Anna explained, represents spiritual energy emitted by the divine center, the white circle, at the beginning of its development into the universe. The consciousness of spiritual energy comes from evolution, which symbolically shows the second circle where energy becomes part of the material form. The third circle symbolizes the sojourn of life and spiritual energy in their natural forms, such as flowers, trees, shrubs, and others. The fourth circle is the state in which this energy is embodied in a life form, which has very many stages and to which all animals and life forms belong. The fifth, or blue circle, symbolizes the very wide range of beings, which have spiritual centers, which you may call charakas, in their bodies. Based on the level of one's spiritual consciousness and life knowledge, during incarnations these spiritual centers become activated and eventually open completely. As you already know, there are seven spiritual centers, just like these seven circles. The being, which reaches a long-lasting openness of the final center, will move to the sixth stage. This circle is yellow or gold and represents spiritual development, but in the astral or heavenly world. This development, which progresses without the material covering of the body, has many stages, again ending with the final unity of consciousness with the divine center of the universe, or the white and final circle. With these words, Anna finished her comment on the symbols of the seven circles, which John had been looking at while listening to her. They entered a small room with a large screen with various colors projected on it. It took John a while before he began to distinguish the circles and spirals, which were spinning there. Avu showed him a small white point, which came out of the center spiral. This little point represents the soul, which is flung out from the divine center like spiritual energy, as well as life energy. This white point is now found in the first circle and will progressively visit the other six circles, until it returns to its union with the divine center, represented by the seventh and white circle. That, which you saw illustrated in the park, you can now see in motion. Notice how the white point during its journey of the circles takes of the color of each circle, which represent physical forms from the lowest to the softest. In the end all colors are dissolved, and the point returns to its original white form and again connects with the white center, that is, the divine center from which it emerged. This illustration in motion helps many visitors to more quickly grasp the long evolution of the soul because from the viewpoint of the divine center, the entire evolution of the soul is taken as a whole, in comparison to the intellect, which sees it as small bits of time, which somehow having no meaning, reason, or bearing. This is why it is necessary to take development from the point of view of the everlasting and cosmic laws, where there exists a beginning and an end, between which lie boundless possibilities. Now before them stood the seventh and final gate, through which they entered. There was a large open space here with only grass growing. In the middle stood a great pyramid, its form such as John knew from pictures of Egypt. Hiramu explained that the pyramid shape is a universal symbol of space, which has many meanings. Hiramu continued, those who wish can, under the guidance of a spiritual master, enter it and go to a chamber at the center of the pyramid, where there is a concentration of cosmic spiritual energy. In this hall, which is totally empty, disciples are left alone. Their task is to disengage from the physical form and to utilize one's energy or astral body so that the soul or spirit is able to visit the secret chamber in the pyramid. After the return to the physical body, it is necessary to describe to the spiritual master what the chamber contains. It is an experience of the reality that there exists another energy or astral body, in which the soul can move and perceive to the same extent, if not better, than in the physical body. For you, because you are present here in your astral body, it would be a test without any meaning. For many, however, this kind of experience is an important one, which for them notably confirms the validity of different levels of consciousness. From the park of the spiritual teachings, They went into Garden of Contemplation, where there were benches and arbors for those who wanted to meditate on their experiences and new knowledge and perhaps discuss them with someone. John recognized that on the walk through the park he had gained a wealth of knowledge of spiritual paths, which were clearly illustrated in the symbols there. He was only sorry that he could not also visit other similar parks, devoted to other fields, and, more importantly, to manifest his interest in the park of the universe. They entered an arbor where they started to plan a program for John because during the night he and Avu would have to take the return journey to the planet Earth. Avu asked John what he would still like to see or get to know. It was not an easy question for John, however, after some time, he answered. You spoke about the planet Aro, which has an even higher level of civilization than on Logo. I would like to learn something more about life on Aro. And maybe as a personal request, I would like to hear how spiritual masters from Logo look upon life on the planet Earth, and whether they know how to improve it. That, I think, would be everything because it will take a really long time before everything sinks in and I will be able to digest the information and experiences from my two trips to Logo. After John's words, the four spiritual masters conferred among themselves and decided the best thing would be to return to the Temple of Wisdom and to attempt to make contact with spiritual masters from the planet Aro. Perhaps one of them could materialize in the Temple of Wisdom and answer John's questions regarding life on the planet Aro. And so, they all took off and flew together in the direction of the Temple of Wisdom, leaving below them the Park of Spiritual Teachings with its symbols and illustrations. 11. Chapter 11, Life on the Astral Planet Aro. When they returned to the Temple of Wisdom, they proceeded to the Astral or Heavenly Room, which was at the top of the temple. This room was used by the spiritual masters to travel in their astral form to another planet, or to visit the astral sphere. There were some comfortable armchairs, and the crystal pyramid was hanging from the ceiling. All sat down and began to concentrate in total silence. Suddenly, a gentle light appeared in the room and began to materialize in the shining form of a being. The radiant being stood in the place where it had materialized, and its gentle radiance filled the whole room with its astral vibrations. You called me. The radiating being began to communicate telepathically, to tell about life on the planet Aro to a visitor from another planet. After a short while, the radiant being began to speak again. From the aura, I can identify which of you is from a planet other than Logo. The aura of this soul is still connected with the material world, according to its level of consciousness. But the universe is a place of many stages of development, and there are many stages in the material world, as well as in the astral world. First, I would like to perceive the vibrations of this aura, in which there are also substantial evolutionary vibrations of the planet from which this soul comes. That may help to better recognize its developmental level. The radiant being was quiet for some time, perceiving all the nuances of the vibrations and colors of John's aura, which his soul and astral body were emitting. After some time, the radiant being began to communicate telepathically. I am glad, began the radiant being, to be able to impart to another soul in the universe the knowledge of life on the planet Aro. Aro is an astral or heavenly planet, which emits a yellow-orange radiance and which for beings with predominantly physical or material substance is actually invisible. The atmosphere of the planet Aro is very soft and joyful. Only astral beings live here and only those who are already freed from matter. They move wherever on the whole planet they like with the power of their thoughts. Such beings live in pure astral energy, and through development their intellect has been transformed into wisdom and knowledge of the cosmic laws. The environment of the planet Aro, or its nature, is made up of radiating astral colors which are pure energy and which flow through nature on an astral level. On the planet Aro, beings are, for the most part, united with the consciousness of the divine center from which spring the knowledge of the universal laws. Those on this highest level are spiritually in long-term union with the divine center in their consciousness. The life of the souls located on Aro is aimed only at further spiritual development. Their existence is silent union with the divine center of the universe. Some of us helped the elevation of consciousness to a higher level on planet Logo. Also, some of us come to other planets as angels, where we take the weight of a material physical body in order to offer spiritual teaching to those who live on such planets. After the fulfillment of our mission, we leave the physical body and return to our own. Spiritual service and helping others is one of the most praiseworthy deeds in the development of consciousness in the whole universe. Something similar has already happened many times even on the planet you come from, because on each planet souls from higher spiritual spheres are born for a certain time to impart new progressive spiritual teaching and to help elevate the spiritual development and consciousness of others. Imagine that the universe is made out of vibrations. Its universal life can be compared to the life of a tree on Logo. From one point, which is the universal divine center or a tree seed, the entire universe unfolds, with its galaxies like branches. An important law of the universe is the law of evolution and the law of the vibrations of life on all levels. It is necessary to respect these laws. Without the substance of these spiritual vibrations, which come from the divine center, nothing in the universe can exist. Therefore, the most fundamental law of the universe is the knowledge of the existence of the divine center and its spiritual substance, which forms the basis of everything, and whose vibrations are present in everything. The astral being paused here and the room filled with a kind of silent wisdom and knowledge, which extracted gentle astral vibrations. Nobody present asked a single question or interrupted the flow of wisdom because of their respect for the astral being from the planet Aro. After a short time, the heavenly being began to emit vibrations of further information. The most important is the unity with this divine center. For that reason, in the astral temples of light on Aro, which are made of astral vibrations, there are continual worship services of the divine center. Its vibrations are like waves filling the entire temple of light. Heavenly beings experience, in their souls, the vibrations of the spiritual waves of the divine center and are completely united with them for some time. These vibrations can also change into the vibrations of tones of the divine center, which are uplifting as well. The intensely vibrating waves of the divine center are based on the spiritual longings of the souls to be united with the divine center. The more their conscious existence is filled with spiritual light and longing for unity with the divine center, the stronger the answering vibrations of the spiritual waves of the divine center. These vibrations of spiritual waves fill the space or room wherever such souls are, and their presence is elevated by these vibrations to a higher spiritual level, which causes them to join in the consciousness of the divine center. These vibrations can be experienced by the souls of these astral beings at any time. Because our bodies are astral or heavenly, and therefore immaterial, they live from the vibrations of the consciousness of the existence of the divine center. So, they need no rest because they themselves are the vibrations of the light of the divine center. Uniting with the divine center is for us the most important calling. It is important that our activities emit vibrations of this knowledge out into the universe, in order to facilitate the understanding and elevation of the consciousness of other souls. At this point, the astral being ended a telepathic account of life on the planet Aro. The radiating form turned in John's direction and said, "I believe that it is possible for this soul to ask some questions." John was a bit surprised, but on the other hand, he accepted the opportunity with thanks. "I would like to ask," he began shyly, "how beings on the astral level see life on the planet Earth." After a short time, the astral being began to respond. "The planet Earth is one of the developing planets in the range of material levels. Below the level of the planet Earth are other planets, which are iron, stone, and even demonic, where good or love radiate like a flame of a candle, surrounded by the darkness of absolute unconsciousness. But even such a small flame helps some to advance higher in their development. Many higher levels of evolution are similar to life on the planet Logo. Other developmental existences have already continued to the astral level. For the inhabitants of the planet you come from, however, matter is a fundamental reality, and they very often imagine even greater values than the spirit. Their souls are still muffled in the matter of the human body, where their physical dreams live, and are surrounded by material things. They are also biased in their thoughts, which form and materialize their imaginations and efforts. It is, however, difficult for the soul to be lifted from a material environment to the pure vibrations of the divine center, even when some of them are able to realize it. These souls, which are still closed in their material forms and surrounded by the material world, mistakenly think that this is their real substance, without having understood that their everlasting substance is the soul, or the spark of the divine center. Therefore, the spiritual development for the majority of souls to this level is quite slow going because thoughts and feelings bind them to the material world. Later in their development, they will be in greater harmony with the universal laws, and their thoughts will also be turned more directly towards spiritual interests. Finally, their consciousness will begin to walk to the sphere of intuition and feeling. The light in their souls will grow stronger and will show the direction for further development to a higher consciousness. After further development, when it is no longer necessary for the soul to be joined with a material covering, this soul goes to the heavenly level, where there are also many levels of development, until finally the soul is totally joined with the divine center. The astral being paused and then continued. During its life in the astral or heavenly world, the soul can be educated spiritually. This promotes a large advancement in one's development. Life, after leaving behind material cover, is very important for spiritual development because the soul can universally expand its consciousness. That is why the conscious spiritual preparation the soul undergoes before its departure from the physical form to the astral world is very important. Such a passage from one reality to the next is not so sudden and allows the soul to move from the physical to the astral world quite calmly and willingly. Some mature souls, in view of their spiritual development, are able to move between the two worlds. Therefore, development played out in any form and on any level is, to the divine center, of equal importance because each soul reaches out through its development to the highest goal, unity with the divine center from which it came forth. That is the message you can take back to the planet where you are living your present life, and on which many souls are spiritually awakening. I have answered your question, and now it is time for me to return to the planet Aro. I am glad that I could meet with another soul of this universe and also with the souls of you all. With these words, the light astral being from Aro slowly began to be lost from the room, until it disappeared completely. Nobody present sent a single thought forth for some time. John spoke first, thanking Aramu for his mediation in this visit, which explained a great many new things to him. Afu warned him that the time to separate with John was drawing near, as it was necessary for John's astral body to return to its physical form. None present expressed joy at Afu's reminder of John's imminent departure because now John was already like one of them. Ennis suggested, to the joy of the others, that John might have yet another wish, which they presently attempted to fulfill. John thought for a moment and then said, I would be glad if, with the help of intuition and spiritual perception, you would express your opinions of the planet Earth, which has seen great modifications in its development. Av, Anik, Aramu and Oro agreed that they would do this for John. But they said that it would be better for greater spiritual openness and understanding of such things if they went to the room of intuition, located in the Temple of Wisdom. And so, after a short time, they all went through the corridor of the temple, in order to fulfill John's wish in the room of intuition. 12, Chapter 12, A View from Logo of the Life on Planet Earth. Aramu opened the doors to the room of intuition. Its atmosphere was quiet, and at the same time, gentle. Shape of the room was round, and crystals had been placed around the walls. The light, which radiated, was pale blue. There was a small crystal pyramid placed in the middle of the room, and the ceiling was in the shape of a cupola. Around the pyramid there was a circle of comfortable armchairs with straight backs. When they had all sat in the armchairs, Afu communicated to John that, once they had taken in the vibrations of planet Earth and its aura, they would be able to answer his questions. Afu was the first to speak. A civilization is subject to a level of thoughts, feelings and, most importantly, sensations, as the inhabitants of such planets radiate to its atmosphere and around themselves. The planet Earth is moving into an era of decision for all of its inhabitants. It is important that her inhabitants lean toward the light, or towards harmony and spiritual openness, or they will be leaning towards darkness, that is, to the power of negative thinking, which for the most part aids in the creation of chaos. After such a realization, people will be able to create a better world and a more harmonious one. Avu finished his account of his view on the planet Earth as he intuitively felt it. After some time, Ramu broke the silence and offered yet another perspective on earthly life. If the inhabitants of the planet Earth would begin to receive universal spiritual energies, the result would be a great openness to a greater understanding of spiritual and universal laws. This would change the thought process of the whole planet. The inhabitants of the planet Earth would essentially understand that they should do nothing that would create negative energy which kills, destroys, disables, brings about chaos, or divides, which interferes with the energy's harmony, accord, and the unity. Because there is evolution in everything, leading back to the light, the energy of dissent or negation can never dominate for very long. The whole universal development leads back to the divine center of the universe from which all comes. This light is also contained in every soul, and each soul must be united once again with the light of the divine center at the end of its development. The dark can never fully devour the light, which eventually must illuminate the darkness. When Ramu finished, Buru added a few words. I see, from the aura of the planet Earth, that the purpose of your civilization is the understanding of the spiritual and ethical laws, which must not be overlooked in the whole process of evolution. The other important thing is for people to purge themselves and deliver themselves from their egos, because what is egotistical relates only to the One. On the other hand, what is universal relates to everything and to unity. The ego, or the limited union with only oneself, is not built upon spiritual foundation and ethical wisdom. Through its vibrations, it interferes with its surroundings and slows its own, as well as the greater, evolution. Every act should be carried out for the conscious benefit of not only oneself, but also for others, which leads to an evolution in unity and to the peace of the whole civilization. Oro finished her comments with these words regarding how she felt about the vibrations coming from the planet Earth. John now put forth his first question. He explained that on the planet Earth there existed many spiritual teachings, and that each had a great number of followers. John asked whether the spiritual masters could say something to this issue. Ramu telepathically emitted words to the following. The basis of some religious teachings on your planet is faith, which is open towards spiritual energy. For that reason, there is a large concentration of this energy in places of worship, because those who come there open themselves to this spiritual energy. This spiritual energy fills everyone who comes to such places. John entered the conversation, saying, some call this spiritual energy the Holy Spirit. Ramu continued, mostly, when civilization reaches a certain level of development, a spiritual master, prophet, or teacher is born who teaches the genuineness of the spiritual laws of the divine center. These teachings have various levels and forms, however, according to the level of the spiritual development of those whom he came to teach. The spiritual power of such a spiritual master is great, and his parables remain for a long period, whether they be a picture, statue, or a place where he traveled. If people concentrate with their silent attention on the soul of this master or on his spiritual light, whether in a temple or in one's own soul with surrender and purity, they will come to unity with the spiritual energy, or the Holy Spirit, as you call it on your planet. Genuine faith, or spiritual consciousness, means the awareness of the existence of the divine center, and the attempt to unite with this center as much as possible. It is important to realize that spiritual teaching must be received by the soul and must be illuminated by the light of the divine center. After Ramu had finished his answer to John's question, and added a few words in return to the explanation of a spiritual master from Logo's view of the planet Earth. It is necessary to add to technical progress, which was once attainable in the production of materials goods, the development of the ethical and spiritual. It is the law of harmony. If this balance is not reached, there is a danger of the cessation of technical development. It is necessary to raise the ethical and spiritual consciousness of the people. It is possible to accomplish this through the joining together of global telecommunications with global universities, which can then educate all the inhabitants of the planet Earth on the same level.